brothers, namaz will help you.
Namaz will
to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you.
Namaz will
to attain Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, has narrated. Those loving each other for the sake of Allah عز وجل, when meet and shake hands and recite درود شريف upon the Holy Prophet, صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, their preceding and succeeding sins are forgiven before they go apart. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyyallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, once again, we welcome you to this beautiful episode on Madani Channel, known as the Laws of Salah. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, and by the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, from this book written by Amir Ahl Sunnat Bani Da'wati Islami Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Attar Radhi Daman Barakatuhum Aliya, The Laws of Salah, in Urdu, Namaz Ke Ahkam. From this book we have completed many chapters in regards to Salah. We discussed the chapter of purification, ablution. We discussed the importance of salah, what happens when one neglects and abandons his namaz, what punishment is there for those that abandon their jama'at, as well as we discussed the six preconditions of salah. We discussed approximately 96 sunan of salah. For example, the sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in takbir-e-tahreema, which is also called takbir-e-ula. We discussed the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the sunan of qiyam, the sunan of ruku, the sunan of sujood, of jalsa, of qa'da, the sunan of salam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we will discuss the Sunan-e-Ba'diya, the Sunan after the Faraid Namaz. What are the Sunnahs of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam after Fard Salah? MashaAllah. Very interesting and knowledgeable things are there for us to learn. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, before we learn anything, inshallah, come. Let's get together and remind ourselves once again that without any good intention, there is no reward. First comes niyat, that you are going to do a very good action. You are going to learn ilm-e-deen, which is noor. This light will enter you, inshallah, so that you can enlighten many other people around you. So inshallah, make this intention that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am seeking ilm-e-deen for your pleasure. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, as far as niyat is concerned, niyatul mu'mini, khayrun min amali, that the intention of a believer is indeed greater than his action. So, before your actions, let's get your intentions right, that you would watch this program from the beginning to the end for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will note down the important points that will be made, inshallah, so that you may captivate this knowledge in the form of writing, so that you may remember it, as well as, inshallah, you will convey and you will teach this to other people. I also make this very same intention, that I am teaching this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey on my behalf, even if it is a single verse. Once again, let's remind ourselves, what are the importance of salah? As from the very beginning of these episodes, those who have watched the first episode and the second and the third, you must have realized that there are so many numerous ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in so many places from the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to read salah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had stressed on this point in different ahadith. What are the importance of salah? What benefits is there for that person who reads his namaz on time? Allahu Akbar. Yesterday as well, in the previous episode we discussed. But just to make sure that you should be reminded over and over that how important salah is, don't forget. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had said, the narrator is Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had said that namaz is the pillar of the deen. Allahu Akbar. Sutoon, jisko aap kehte hain. Namaz deen ka sutoon hai. Jisne isko qaim rakha, usne deen ko qaim rakha. Allahu Akbar. In other words, namaz is the pillar of the deen. And the one who established his salah, in other words, have kept the deen established. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful is this? Ki, when you build a building cannot stand straight. It may collapse if there is no pillars in the building. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah azza wa jal, stresses on this point by saying that namaz is the pillar and the sutoon of the deen. This shows us how important namaz is. And he says, the one who abandoned this namaz, the one who left his salah, in other words, he had abandoned his deen, his religion. Allahu Akbar. How important salah is. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in one hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that in everything, har shay ki ek alamat hoti hai, aur iman ki alamat namaz hai. Allahu Akbar. Its simple translation goes as this, that everything has a recognition, alamat. Everything has a recognition, and the recognition of iman is to perform namaz. Allahu Akbar. From this we learn that namaz is extremely important to your views of Madani channel. So do not abandon your salah. You know why? Because our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, as Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, namaze jannat ki chabiyan hain. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, namaz is the keys to Jannah. Namaz is the key to Jannah. And then he says, or namaz ki chabi taharat hai. Allahu Akbar. And the key of namaz is purification. The key of namaz is purification. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani channel, if you want to go to Jannah, the key is namaz. Namaz ko na chode. Let's not abandon our salah. Let's make qaza of those salahs that we have missed. Warna, there is no faida, there is no benefit for a person that abandons his salah. And then, what is the key to namaz? Jannat's key is namaz. And namaz's key is taharat, to purify the body, to make sure that your clothes are clean, your body is clean, ablution. You need to always be clean, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So, keeping all these things at the back of your mind, in fact, it should be in front of you all the time, that you should always be motivated. You don't need somebody to motivate you, as the Quran had already motivated us in advance. The ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that we mention time to time is there to motivate us. You don't need anybody to tell you to read salah. One should read salah knowing that the time of salah has arrived. The time of salah had come and I need to perform my salah. Allahu Akbar. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us learn about those sunan after the faraid salah. As we learned the sunan of performing salam and the sunan of jalsa, of standing for the second rak'at, of the qa'da, of the jalsa, of the qawma, of the takbira tahreema, these were the sunan, the sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in namaz. Now let's learn about those sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is done after salah. Subhanallah. So therefore, talking should be avoided after the fard salah that is followed by the sunnah salah. Even though the sunan will be valid in spite of talking, but their sawab will be reduced. To delay the sunan is makruh. Similarly, lengthy awrad, making wazaif awrad, are not permitted between the fard and the sunan salah. Allahu Akbar. So we should try not to talk after the fard salah. This means that yet it is permissible to talk, but the sawab and the good deeds and the virtues which is written for a person who does not talk after fard salah, his sawab is not reduced. But the one who talks, the one who gets into a conversation, his sawab is reduced. And then to delay the sunan is makruh. Similarly, lengthy awrad, that after fard salah, before performing a sunnah salah, if one reads lengthy awrad, long wazaif you are reading, then this is also not permitted between the fard and the sunan salah. Rather, you should keep it short and sweet. The next madani pool that we learn, after the fard that are followed by sunan, dua should be brief. Otherwise, the sawab of the sunan will be reduced, as we had just discussed this madani pool. Even though it is correct that talking between fard and sunan does not invalidate salah, does not invalidate the sunnah, but their thawab is reduced, the same ruling applies to every such act that contradicts tahreema. So therefore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, isse hame ye pata chala, that number one is, try not to have any conversation, any worldly conversation, unless it's important, related to the deen. One should not talk after fard salah. And he should not delay his sunnah salah, neither should he lengthy his awrad, his wazaif. The wazifas, he may read the Durood Sharif, he may read awrad, tasbih Fatima, or whatever tasbihat he reads. It should be in a limited time, a short space of time, not a lengthy time, as people want to go after the jama'at, and dua should also be short. Therefore, do not offer sunnah salah at the same place where fard salah was offered. Instead, it should be offered at a different place, such as right or left or front or at the back or at the house. Subhanallah. So therefore, if you had performed your fard salah, after performing your fard salah, it is a sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to change the position. As it is mentioned, you can either go to the right, to the left, you can go forward or you could go back. Or if you want for barakah and blessings, you could perform your salah at home as well. Alhamdulillah. However, there is no harm in the pause taking place as a result of going home for offering salah, sunnah salah. There is no harm in that. But it is a sin to pass across the front of a musalli or face his front for changing the place or going home. If there is no space to go after sunnah salah, at the same place salah can be offered. Allahu Akbar. In other words, we learn that if you had completed your fard salah, jamaat khatam ho chuki hai, اور آپ جانا چاہتے ہیں سنہ نماز کہیں دوسری جگہ پہ پڑھنا چاہتے ہیں, if you intend to read your sunnah salah at a different place, but behind you there are musallis. There are musallis who had come in late and they are in jamaat. They are reading those rak'ats that they had missed. Then for you it is better to perform the sunnah salah at the very same place. In fact, this would be better for you, but you should not face your face towards them or you should not cross them. Therefore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we had now learnt those sunnahs after salah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now we had just learnt the importance, the sunnah after faraid salah, where you should perform your sunnah salah, how you should leave that place and go if there is somebody behind you that's reading salah, and when you should not lengthen the awrad and the wazaif. Now let's learn some sunan for the Islamic sisters, as it is extremely important for them to also know these points. Alhamdulillah. It is a sunnah for the Islamic sisters to raise their hands to their shoulders whilst uttering takbir-e tahreema and takbir-e kunut. Madani pearl number 2. In qiyam, Islamic sisters should place their left palm just below their breast on the chest and put the right palm on the back of the left hand. And this is the sunnah for them. Madani pearl number 3. For Islamic sisters in ruku, placing hands on the knees and keeping fingers not wide apart is a sunnah. Subhanallah. Madani pearl number 4. Islamic sisters should slightly bow in ruku, just enough for their hand to reach their knees. This is the amount that they should bow into ruku. Just enough for their hands to reach their knees. Their backs should not be completely straight and they should not apply weight on their knees. Simply place their hands on the knees. Their fingers should be close together and legs should be slightly bent, not completely straight like men. So for Islamic sisters, when they go for ruku, they should bend their legs a little, but not keep it so straight like the Islamic men. Madani pearl number 5. Islamic sisters should perform sajda keeping their body parts close together. For example, their arms touching their body sides, belly touching their thighs, thighs touching their shins, and shins touching the ground. Allahu Akbar. So we had learned the style of sajda they should perform, which is the sunnah method, subhanallah. Madani pearl number 9. After performing the sujood of the second rakat, they should draw out their both feet towards the right side in qa'da. Like how the men would sit on the left foot and keep the right foot upright. For the Islamic sisters, it will be the opposite, where they will draw out both their feet towards the right and they will sit on the ground rather than sitting on their feet. And this is a sunnah for them. Subhanallah. Madani pearl number 10, they should sit on their left buttock. They should sit on their left buttock while the foot is out from the right side. So these are the Madani pearls for the Islamic sisters. Now our sisters need to practice the sunnah for beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's teachings, according to the teachings, according to the sunnah of beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had commanded the Islamic sisters to perform salah. Are you making sure that my back is not too straight in namaz like of the men? Is my hands already reaching my knees? Is my leg straight like the men? Are you fulfilling the sunnah requirement in salah? Because as we mentioned, if you perform your salah with beautification, if one performs his salah with sincerity, khushu and khudu, with fear and humiliation in his heart, and according to the teachings of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then indeed he will leave this dunya, he will leave this world in according to the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For him, his namaz will be the key to Jannah. As long as you read your you perform your salah like you are told to perform salah, like our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught you to perform salah. So this applies to the males and to the females. It is not this that only the males should follow the ahadith and the Islamic sisters should not follow the sunnah. No. You make sure that you are performing your salah correctly. Your sisters, your daughters are performing the salah like it's supposed to be performed. In this way, you will be able to achieve all its benefits. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, now let us learn 14 mustahabbat of salah. 14 mustahabbat. Ek hota hai sunan, the sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And mustahabbat of salah, mustahab means that if you perform that, there will be a reward for you. And if you miss that, there is no sin for you. MashaAllah. Kya pyari baat hai. Such a beautiful thing. So let's learn the mustahab. Because why? Hamari koshish ye honi chahiye that maximum sawab you should try to earn. Maximum sawab you should try to gain. And try and be greedy for sawab. Try to enhance. Or try to haste towards goodness. So that you can achieve lots of sawab, and these good deeds will help you on the day of Qiyamah. So let's learn the first mustahab from amongst the 14 mustahabbat of salah. Number one, uttering the word of intention verbally. To say it verbally what namaz you are performing. The presence of intention in the heart is necessary. Otherwise, salah will not be valid even if verbal intention is made. So which salah you are reading, that intention must be in your qalb, in your heart. And thereafter you make a verbal intention. Number two, in qiyam, standing with a gap of four fingers between both the feet. If the gap between both the feet is this of four fingers, then it is mustahab. There will be a thawab and reward for you. Number three, focusing straight at the place of sajda in qiyam. Number four, focusing the sight at the feet in ruku. Number five, focusing the sight at the nose in sajada. Number six, focusing the sight at the lap in qaada. Number seven, focusing the sight at the right shoulder in the first salam. And number eight, focusing the sight at the left shoulder in the second salam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now we had learnt where the eye should be in salah. Allahu Akbar. As some people have bechain eyes, the eyes which are impatient are not focused at one place, but rather they are searching around, they are looking around. How would one try to achieve or try to gain that intention in salah? How would you be focused? Yaksui, jisko aap kahein. Focus. Or we would say, that how you would have that confidence and concentration. Concentration only comes when your niyat is there, when your heart is there, when your sight is focused at one place, but now you are looking at people playing around you, people walking, and then your mind is telling you what your eyes is seeing. So this is wrong. So now we had learned that in sajda, focusing the sight at the place of sajda in qiyam. When you're standing straight, the eyes, the sight should be focused at the place where you will make sajda. Focusing the sight at the feet in ruku. When you go for ruku, the sight should be at the feet. Focusing the sight at the nose in sajda. When you go in sajda, the sight should be at the nose. Focusing the sight at the lap in qaada. Focusing the sight at the right shoulder in the first salam, and focusing the sight at the left shoulder in the second salam. Allahu Akbar. Madani pearl number 9. For a munfarid to utter the tasbih more than 3 times in ruku and sujood, but in odd numbers like 5, 7, 9. He should perform his tasbih in odd numbers for a munfarid. Madani pearl number 10. According to the narration on the part of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mubarak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, mentioned in a book, it is mustahab for the imam to utter tasbihat 5 times. Subhanallah. So this is also one narration that the imam, it is mustahab for him. There is reward and sawab for him to utter 5 times. Allahu Akbar. To avoid coughing as long as possible. This is also a daily habit. That in huge congregations, people do have control over their cough. but for a slight cough, they would cough for a couple of minutes. And maybe this cough could be disturbing the other people. So try not to cough. It's mustahab, the sawab, for you to hold in your cough if you can. If you have capability to do so, then one should do. However, if you need to yawn, keep your mouth closed. If the yawn does not stop, press your lips with your teeth. If this does not stop the yawn either, put the back of your right hand on the mouth if you are in the state of qiyam, and put the back of the left hand if you are in any other position in salah. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, we are learning these Madani pools, these Madani pearls that will assist us to be more focused in our salah. So this is mustahab, and the ulama and the scholars mentioned, subhanallah. If you want a more effective way to stop the yawn, ke shaitan and this evil is trying to make you get tired in salah, or you're getting bored, or you're getting restless, and this tiredness has overcome you, then it is mentioned that in your salah you can think that mere pyare aqa ko kabhi zindagi mein jamai nahi aayi. Allah Allah. Try to think this in your mind, in your heart, that yawn did never ever come for our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He never yawned in his life. And when you think about this, instantly your yawn will stop. Subhanallah. Madani pearl number 13. For the Imam and Muqtadis to stand up when the Mukabbir says, Hayya ala al-falah. And lastly, performing sajda on the earth without anything in between the forehead and the ground is also mustahab. We have this habit that namaz padni hai, so we would not read namaz without a carpet. If the tiles are clean, if the ground is clean, try to make this a habit that you can perform your salah without any carpet. Performing salah on the carpet is also permissible. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's look at to some beautiful ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A practice of Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali narrates that Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would always perform sajda on the bare ground without spreading any mat, etc. No chadar, no shawl, no mattress, no carpet, no chatai. They used to read namaz on the bare ground. Now let's listen to the excellence that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said. None of you should remove his forehead dust. None of you should remove the dust from his forehead until he finishes his salah, because angels keep praying for him and for his forgiveness for as long as the mark of sajda remains on his forehead. Subhanallah. Is hadith se pata chala ki mere pyare aqa Madine wale Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had said ki namaz mein, when you go into sajda and when there's ghubar, when there's dust on your forehead, then it's our habit that we remove it very quickly. We remove the dust very fast. But if it is not an obstacle for you, if it's not affecting you in any way, then leave the dust there. Because why? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, for as long as the dust remains on your forehead, the angels will be making istighfar for you. Allahu Akbar. The angels will be making istighfar for you. So it is not better to remove the dust from the forehead during salah. And Allah azza wa jal forbid, removing it out of arrogance is a sin. Out of arrogance, out of pride, one removes the dust of sajda from his forehead is a sin. However, if the musalli feels pain or his attention is derived because of not removing the dust, there is no harm in removing the dust. In this case, if someone suspects the fear of showing off, he's feeling that he's got pride in his heart because of this mark or because of not removing the dust from his forehead after salah, then he should remove it instantly after salah. It is completely fine. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers of Madani channel, the program has come towards its end now. We had learned Alhamdulillah so many Madani pools, the Sunan of Salam. We had learned the Sunan of after Salah. We had learned the Sunan for Islamic sisters, how they should perform their Salah. Allahu Akbar. We had now learned the 14 mustahabbat of salah. And alhamdulillah, we even learned about sajda, the dust in namaz. How should one perform salah? Where about he should perform his salah? In the coming episodes, inshallah, azza wa jal, we will discuss the 29 acts that invalidate the salah. 29 acts that invalidate the salah. Please do not forget. Keep on watching Madani channel. Dear viewers of Madani channel, what is our Madani mission? Our Madani mission, our missionary statement is this, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah.
Oh brothers, namaz will help you to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you to attain Jannah.